Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jake from State Farm. I may have told her server you gave her the Rogers rate for her insurance.
Well, that's just fine, considering the Rogers rate isn't real.
Yeah, but I'm sure you gotta probably pull some strings or something, you know?
Look, there are no strings. Here's the deal. State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates.
Hey, we're in. Get the Rogers rate.
Oh, did you guys want some?
When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of
This is the product of WBNN. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. On air now from Lagos, dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Good evening, good night, wherever you are. Happy to be back on the air with you today. It's September 14th. 2022, and this year is fastly and rapidly slipping right by us. Every time I look up, time has gone by even further, and we're getting closer and closer to another year. So happy to be here with all of you all, and thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are listening on Blog Talk and dialing in to join the conversation, please feel free. Tonight, I don't have a guest, and I'm just going to have sort of an open conversation about eating on a spiritual level and really eating for the future. I want to kind of get a perspective on where eating is going into the future and how we should probably look at things for where they're going now, because society's changing, and the same approach to eating and the same approach to food and diet are not the same as they were in our previous times and previous generations. Things have drastically changed even in the last 20 years. So I know that going forward, they are going to change even more. So feel free to dial in, press 1 to join the conversation. Anyone that has any questions on veganism, being a vegan, how to start eating a plant-based diet or plant-based way of life, feel free to ask any of those questions today. I will do my best to answer them. And if I don't have the answers, I will find a way to get them. But I just wanted to start off by just saying there's reasons why people are changing, reasons why people go vegan, there's reasons why people have adapted a plant-based lifestyle, there's reasons why people are transitioning. So if you are on the fence, if you're still having struggles letting go of those chicken wings from Mr. Singh's, or having trouble letting go of your rare steak and your shrimp and lobster, do some more research. Like I said, I always suggest books and documentaries and movies and things that you can look up for yourself as to why you should consider going plant-based. Now, granted, I know that there are some people who will never go plant-based, and I understand that. It's okay. I'm not here to beat you up. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to offer a better and alternative way of life as it supports your health and as it supports the environment. So if you're looking for some basic reasons on why one should consider being a vegan, I have a few for you. I'd like to read off just to spark your interest and see where your head is. And, you know, like I said, feel free to dial in and press 1 to join the conversation if you have any questions or have any comments. Even if you want to call in and say, you know, just shut up, Yosef. You're talking a whole bunch of smack. I don't believe a word you say about this veganism because I want to have my burger and my steak and my pork rinds and all that. Okay, I'll take it. I got tough skin. You know, whatever. But I just want to offer you at least, don't say I never told you. That's what I'm saying. You know, I want to give you an alternative. So, you know, when stuff really hits the fan and, you know, society changes and the food industry changes and you can't get your steak and, you know, you have no idea what to eat, you will remember my voice ringing in your ear saying that you should have given consideration to this lifestyle. It's so easy, you know, it's not complicated because guess what? You don't have to kill anything. You don't have to slaughter anything. You could pick something off a tree and eat it and be full, whatever. But, you know, and who am I? I'm just, you know, a voice crying in the wind. So, you know, hear me out. This is some of the reasons why it's a good reason to consider going vegan. And we're talking eating on a spiritual level. I mean, that's the name of my show. It's the theme of my show. So, you know, you may feel very spiritual when you stuff that steak down your mouth, but I'm here to challenge that and say that you could be in a place to raise your consciousness if you learn how to eat more to nature. Okay, so reason number one. This is the reason why this is a reason that a lot of people probably shy away from because they don't like this subject because it's touchy. But reason number one why you should consider going vegan is practically and simply for the animals. Preventing the exploitation of animals is not only the reason for becoming vegan, but for many it remains the key factor in their decision to go vegan and stay vegan. Having emotional attachments with animals may form part of that reason, while many believe that all sentient creatures have a right to life and freedom. Specifics aside, avoiding animal products is one of the most obvious ways you can take a stand against animal cruelty and animal everywhere. Now, I know that sounds kind of preachy, and for those who are not willing to embrace this, they're like, I don't want to hear that, because, you know, it's not me that's killing the animals, it's, you know, the meat industry, it's a slaughterhouse, whatever. But if you can be one less person that's consuming such product or such food, then, you know, you're one less person that's contributing towards the slaughter of animals and, you know, the exploitation of animals. So, all right, I'll leave that and let it sit with you for a while. The other reason is for your health. I mean, that's a good reason. I mean, when is health most important? When you don't have it. Yeah, people don't think about that part. It's a very important reason to consider going vegan. Because, you know, they say, well, I'm healthy, I eat meat, and, you know, I don't eat a whole bunch of starch and fried foods and stuff. Okay, but let me ask you a question. When you eat that meat, is your body a natural-born facility for dead flesh? You know, are you a morgue? Do you house dead flesh? Is that what you do? Because that's what you're doing when you eat the meat. Because honestly, contrary to popular opinion and belief, you don't digest that meat right away. It takes days for your system to break down meat because you, my friend, are not naturally a carnivore. You don't even have the teeth to shred flesh. So since you don't have the teeth to shred flesh, you're eating it, you're chewing it, it's not being properly broken down, and you don't have the stomach bile and acid that breaks down flesh. This is why people that end up having colon cancer have all this putrefaction in their intestines. and it just sits there because all this meat has just been sitting there for years. This is like rotting, and their system is not digesting. It's not passing, and this is why people have acid reflux. And you know, you take one of those famous pharmaceutical medications that they advertise on TV that give you about 150 symptoms for the one that you're trying to get rid of. So, you know, think about that part. So for your health, well-planned vegan diets follow healthy eating guidelines and can contain all the nutrients that our bodies need. Both the British Dietetic Association and the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics recognize that they are suitable for every age and stage of life. Some research has linked vegan diets with lower blood pressure and lower rates of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancer. Going vegan is a great opportunity to learn more about nutrition and cooking and improve your diet. Getting your nutrients from plant foods allows more room in your diet for health-promoting options like whole grains, fruit, nuts, seeds, and vegetables, which are all packed full of beneficial fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Now, I mean, it sounds like you're listening to a health nutrition video, but come on. All those things are benefits as to why you should consider eating a plant-based diet. And no, French fries are not a vegetable. It's, you know, a fried potato. French fries you eat, the more your body is trying to configure what to digest first, the water content of the potato or the fat-based content of the oil. And as you know, you learned this in Chemistry 101, that oil and water do not mix. Contrary to Donald Trump's theory that ketchup is a vegetable, it's not. It's derived from, tomato is a fruit. It's derived from a fruit, but they add so much sugar and high fructose corn syrup to ketchup. It no longer has the mineral content and beneficial content that the fruit of the tomato actually have, like the lycopene, will sustain your system because it's been altered. The next reason to consider going vegan is for the environment. From recycling our household rubbish to cycling to work, we're always aware of ways to live a greener life. One of the most effective things an individual can do to lower their carbon footprint is to avoid all animal products. This goes way beyond the problem of cow flatulence. Okay, so why is meat and dairy so bad for the environment? Okay, the production of meat and the other animal products places a heavy burden on the environment, from crops and water required to feed the animals to the transport and other processes involved from farm to fork. The vast amount of grain feed required for meat production is a significant contributor to deforestation, habitat loss, and species extinction. In Brazil alone, the equivalent of 5.6 million acres of land is used to grow soybeans for animals in Europe. This land contributes to developing world malnutrition by driving impoverished populations to grow cash crops for animal feed rather than food for themselves. On the other hand, considerably lower quantities of crops and water are required to sustain a vegan diet. Making this switch to veganism is one of the easiest, most enjoyable, and most effective ways to reduce our impact on the environment. For more on how veganism is the way forward for the environment, check out this site. Go to thevegansociety.com. This site out. Vegansociety.com. And click on the tab that says environment section. You got to read this. It's really interesting stuff. All right. So enough of my babble for a period of time. We're going to go here track from DJ legend, Brother O. Take it away. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is Shuffled Yosef, and we're live on WBNN, and this is Eating on a Spiritual Level. We've been talking about reasons to go vegan and reasons to consider a plant-based diet. So I've gone through quite a few already. Reason number one, for the animals. Number two, for your health. Number three, for the environment, and then we talked about why the production of meat and dairy is so bad for the environment. So next reason is for the people. Well, you know, if anybody's going to benefit, it is definitely going to be the people. So just like veganism is the sustainable option when it comes to looking after our planet, plant-based living is also more sustainable way of feeding the human family. A plant-based diet requires only one-third of the land needed to support a meat and dairy diet. With rising global food and water insecurity due to a myriad of environmental and socioeconomic problems, there's never been a better time to adopt a more sustainable way of living. Avoiding animal products is not just one of the simplest ways an individual can reduce the strain on food as well as other resources. It's the simplest way to take a stand against inefficient food systems, which disproportionately affect the poorest people all over the world. You know, I mean, if for any other reason, I think that's a good enough reason to consider going plant-based, because it's going to help the rest of our human family across the world. All these different third world countries that are fighting to get clean water and, you know, just to have decent food. If we could all adapt to that, it would help even sustain their environment. So next point I want to bring to the surface is why vegetarianism isn't enough. The suffering caused by the dairy and egg industry is possibly less well publicized than the plight of factory farmed animals. The production of dairy products necessitates the death of countless male calves that are of no use to the dairy farmer, as well as the premature death of cows slaughtered when their milk production decreases. Similarly, in the egg industry, even quote-unquote ethical or quote-unquote free-range eggs involve the killing of the unnecessary male chicks when just a day old. Now, that's horrific. There's no nice way to put that. I just think that's just so horrible that, you know, you have all these animals that are born, and they're born at such an alarming manufactured rate that if they have no use to these particular dairy farmers, then they just throw out slaughter the male calves and the male chicks. They just get rid of them. You know, it's like, okay, well, you can't produce us any eggs. We don't need you. Wow, that's great for creation. It's really horrifying when you think about it, that somebody up there in the boardroom that controls all these different companies and factories says that that's okay. And they don't mind. They don't care. You know why? Because they're getting a big check. That's all they care about. All right, enough of that before I get on my soapbox. This is the question that a lot of people say, what about ethical meat? Well, what is that? Please explain that to me. It's tempting to want to believe that the meat we eat is ethical, that our quote-unquote food animals have lived full, happy lives, that they have experienced no pain or fear at the slaughterhouse. Yet the sad truth is that all living creatures, even those labeled free organic or free range or organic, fear death, just as we do. No matter how they're treated when they are alive, they all experience the same fear when it comes to slaughter. Now, let me talk about that a little bit, okay? Because the fear that they feel is an emotion. And you might say, well, animals don't have the ability to reason, but guess what? They still have the ability to feel emotion, and they have the ability to feel fear. So what happens when an animal is in fear mode and they know that, you know, when they're about to go to the slaughterhouse, they know what's happening because they not only do they smell it, but they also hear the sounds of the animals prior to them that have already gone to the slaughterhouse. Animals are not stupid. They're very sentient beings, and they have a lot of sense, if you will. So when these animals die in fear, their bodies produce a hormone called uric acid. And the adrenaline that produces that uric acid goes in and throughout their body. So just imagine, a cow going to the slaughterhouse, scared to death. They're about to get slaughtered, about to get their neck sliced. They know what's happening to them, so immediately their bodies clench up. They go into fear, and their body begins to produce adrenaline, which in turn produces uric acid throughout the body, and that uric acid goes throughout their whole body, which goes into the meat that you eat. So when you get that nice piece of juicy steak, you're also getting a nice dose of uric acid, which in turn, when you eat it, produces fear in your body because you're eating an emotion. I don't care what you seasoned it with. I don't care what you cooked it with. I don't care how long it's been aged. That emotion has been recorded in the DNA of the animal that you're consuming. So if you wonder why so many people have problems with rage, rage is based on fear. If you wonder how so many people have problems with bipolar disorder is based on fear. If you wonder why so many people have problems with anger, not being able to control their emotions, that element of emotional expression is based on fear. So you're eating the emotion that the animal was killed in. So as good as you think it tastes, and guess what it was seasoned with, by the way? Herbs. So that's why it has that kind of flavor. And so, okay, oh, you say, oh, it tastes so good. Okay, but you're eating fear that the animal was slaughtered in, and it's no good for your body. This is why your body is trying so hard, working extra hard, working overtime, trying to break down this foreign substance that you're putting into the body. So that's why it just sits there and putrefies the immune system. It's why you end up getting colon cancer. It's why you end up having acid reflux and all these other kind of diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, you name it, heartburn, indigestion, everything that you can name related to the internal organs that surround your stomach and that are in your stomach is what is caused by eating meat. Oh. And you don't have to agree with me. Do your own research. Don't take my word for it. But, you know, the research and the points that I make are based on my research that I've done and my own lifestyle. I know the difference in how I feel and how I react to things and how I respond to things because of what I eat. And guess what? I'm nobody's saint. I'm not perfect. And I'm not saying I slip up and eat meat, which I don't. I don't do that. But, I mean, of course, I can fine-tune my, because every now and then I like a nice dessert or I like some french fries, if you will. I know I just said it's not a vegetable, but french fries taste good. But I don't eat them all the time. But I'm just saying, I'm no saint, so don't think I'm trying to be the person that's coming down hard on you. I'm just trying to get you to consider a better way of eating and a better way of life for your own health, for the environment, and for the ceasing of exploitation of animals. So there's something else for you to think about. And I got some more when I come back from listening to Brother O play another track.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe.
I can find a lover, I can find a friend, I can have security up till the bitter end. Anyone can comfort me with promises again. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. To see it's such a lonely world.
Here we are. We're back again. Brother O playing some classic hits from Billy Joel tonight. And for those of you just joining us, we are talking about reasons to go vegan, reasons to take on a plant-based diet. And once again, you're listening to Chef Joseph and eating on a spiritual level. I understand we have a caller in queue. Caller, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, Chef Joseph, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on? The Magic Man in the house.
Yes, indeed, sir. The Magic Man is in the house. Look, I'm soon to be a double nickel within a couple of weeks. Matter of fact, that's October 5th.
Okay.
For any of y'all who are out there want to make a joyful contribution to the Magic Man turning a double nickel. I have been between vegetarian for well over 30-something years. But I do want to go more into the plant-based lifestyle. But here's the dilemma. As a traveling man, I'm really losing my taste for some of the foods that I come in contact with. You know, that's why I try to eat more salads, more raw foods and stuff like that. And what do you suggest by me making that transition to start off with a thorough internal cleansing first, and then afterwards kind of like, you know, pacing myself to go more into the to the vegan. I hate the word diet because the word diet is in there. So I'm really looking for more of a user-friendly word. That's why I took that pause right there. But what I'm asking is, would you suggest start off with an internal cleansing first as I make that transition more into a vegan? And again, I always pause because I don't like the word diet, but you get my point, right?
Of course. Yeah, actually, that's actually a great idea. I think it's a good approach to, you know, trying to adapt to a better and improved lifestyle. It's always good to do a detox and a cleanse first, because that way you kind of get some of the old stuff out that your body tends to crave. I would even recommend doing a parasite cleanse, because what happens is all of us have parasites. If you've eaten anything if you've eaten any meat ever, you got parasites. If you've eaten any fish, sushi, you know, raw fish, then you have parasites. If you have pets, then you have parasites, or gateways and portals to bring parasites into the body. So what happens with parasites is the parasites feed off of all the bad stuff. And the more they eat, the more they want. So they affect our brain cells. They affect our emotion. They affect our consciousness. And pretty much they tell our insides what to crave for. So if you have, which you most of us do have parasites, if you have parasites and you eat a lot of junk food, they are craving more of that. So this is why you'll eat junk food when you're not even hungry. And you'll continue to feed yourself because your parasites are telling your brain what to eat. So until you get rid of them, it's going to be very hard for you to transition to a fully plant-based diet or a fully healthy diet, because you'll be led by your emotions as to what to eat. So one of the good things that I recommend for parasites is get a parasite cleanse. There's tons of them on the internet you can get that are that have the herbal compounds that will help you rid yourself of the parasite. And there's also some natural elements that you can use to help get yourself get rid of parasites that you have, that you probably have in your kitchen counter already. Cloves, and ground them up and take like a half a teaspoon of that, you know, maybe in a tea or just straight down and down it with some water. If cloves help to kill parasites, there's also, it's not an herb, but it's a compound. It's called diatomaceous earth. It's based on food grade peroxide, and it comes in like a powder form. It's dehydrated, but the diatomaceous earth helps to kill parasites in the body. The powder form of that stuff, I don't know what it's like, so fine, because the parasites are microscopic, yet and still they do a lot of damage. So the powder is kind of like sharp glass shards, and it helps to kind of shred up the parasites in our body. So if you get rid of the parasites, and most of the time, anytime you do a parasite cleanse, it takes about 4 months to get rid of the parasites in your body. And do you get rid of all of them? You get rid of a good amount. I would say maybe 85 to 90% of them, and the rest of them will kind of lie dormant and probably try to look for other bad food that you may eat. So, but after you get rid of a great majority of them, that's the time to target your body with the healthiest food possible, and that way the parasites, you'll starve them. They, you know, they'll end up passing through your system, and you'll get rid of most of them. But every now and then, just like all of us being human beings, we'll go out with some friends, we'll be around family members for a gathering, for a, you know, family cookout or family reunion, you know, whatever. And you're going to want to eat something that kind of takes you back to your roots. So therefore, you'll end up eating something bad again. Not the end of the world. It's who we are as humans. So every year, make it a practice to do a parasite cleanse to give your body a reset, get back on track. That's the best way to do it. And you know what? Of course, if you really want to get into it, you can go book a consultation with our commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla, and she'll steer you in the right direction, because she got all those kind of herbal compounds and all that kind of stuff to help get you on the right track. All right, brother, this is the Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Brother Huni Bakatun, with his noteworthy question for the night. I hope I answered it for you. Still on the phone? Well, maybe I lost him. All right, well.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I know he's doing his thing. We're going to a track. We got two other callers to come in. All callers, please be patient. Everybody want to talk to Chef Yourself tonight. Only the good survive, baby.
Well, they showed you a statue, told you to signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul. And a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite enough information. Much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young.
All right, we got another caller in queue. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Welcome if you're just tuning in. We're talking about adapting to a plant-based diet and eating for the future. Caller two, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, baby, it's Jerry from New Jersey, honey.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
How's everything? Are you, I know you got a load of stuff to share, but I mean, how's everything? You good?
So, yes. So, you know, I mean, everyone who knows me, but especially you, you know that I'm vegan for 30 years. But not just plant-based, not just vegan. Everything's organic as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to take that into consideration because even herbs that are out there, even, you know, there's something called ION, I-O-N, and that is for gut, to heal the gut. I take that every day. It's a liquid. You can get it at Whole Foods. You can get it at Black Forest in Hamilton. Order it online. We have to heal the gut first. And you know
that. First spring.
So, right. And, you know, we got to be careful. Even, all right, I'm just going to say it. We have to eat as much organic foods as possible today, more than ever, because our food's poisoned more now than it's ever been. And you know, I shared something, and maybe with you even one day, I'm not sure, about GMOs, the label, the pretty butterfly label, the non-GMO.
Yeah.
Did I share with you about my revelation about that? Okay, so I helped get that label on, that pretty butterfly. Because you know I've protested with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. several times, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I was so happy when they approved that beautiful butterfly label to let people know this is non-GMO. Well, I was in Whole Foods one day, and I needed my raw almonds, my raw cashews, whatever. They didn't have them, my raw organic. And then I saw a bag and it said raw, non-GMO with the pre, and I was like, well, all right, at least it's non-GMO. And I put it in the cart. And I'm walking around, and about 10 minutes later, it was like a light bulb went off, and I went, oh, my God, we've been duped. They are doing that to get rid of organic. And I said, I put it back on the shelf. I said, yeah. I said, you know what? I wouldn't have eaten this 10 years ago that it was non-GMO, but just not organic. So they did that so that we can now see this pretty butterfly label and think it's okay. It's still got the same crap in it. It's just not GMO.
They're using advertising trickery.
Right. So, you know, we got to be careful. Listen, you know, take responsibility, guys. Read labels. This is the way to go. I haven't been on a medication in 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference.
Yes. So,
well, I can't believe they're doing that. They're taking extents to, you know, trick the people just because people are visual. They just look at the bag and say, oh, butterflies on there. They're not reading. Not reading ingredients, not reading the labels. And it's passing them by. They know. And especially if they get them with certain colors that affect the emotions, people are just going to bypass that.
Yeah.
It really is.
So we got to take responsibility.
Well, we got to keep sounding the alarm, Jerry. You know,
we try.
Enough people.
We try.
Listen, if one person takes the challenge tonight from listening to this show, then I've done my job.
That's right.
You know, but and guess what? I'll come back next month and do it again and try to get somebody else. You know, if I can get one person closer to joining the fight and, you know, promoting plant-based diet, plant-based lifestyle, and, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's right, baby.
Yep. And it's really sad how this society, especially here in the States, has so much of animal consumption that it's like it's hard for people to even accept that this is better. You know, and the sad part, in a lot of foreign countries, this is much more widely accepted, you know, plant-based lifestyle than it is here. I don't know why. Maybe it's the marketing. I don't know.
Well, here's the other thing. All right. I want everybody out there to know something, okay, because there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, my God, I can never go all plant-based. Okay, I get that. But they still could eat a little bit of meat, but it has to be real meat. It has to be organic. If it's not organic, guys, you're not eating meat. You know, go on Netflix, okay? What the Help? Start with that one. Forks Over Knives.
Yeah.
There's a ton of shows, right? Start with that. I mean, listen, you're not eating meat, guys. You're eating
conspiracy.
That's
watch
right.
That.
Right. I mean, so back in the day, you know, and I say this all the time, my father grew up on a farm in Italy, right? They had cows. Everything was, like, pure, organic. My grandmother would make a little steak for the entire family for that night. They would have a little tiny piece. What they're doing now, you're eating what, 24-ounce, right, 16-ounce burgers? I mean,
they're
just getting bigger and bigger. And it's not even real meat.
Everything's getting – it's not. No.
Right. And it's not even real meat. Your body cannot consume that. And it can't process it.
That's right.
So,
and our stomachs aren't meant to process.
Right. So if you think you can't go all plant-based, you could still live healthy. Have a little tiny piece of organic chicken one night. Have a little tiny piece. And let me tell you something. Chopped meat today out there, all the chopped meat for burgers, 100% of it, if it's not organic, is not even meat. It's disgusting.
No.
Google
it. It's horrible. You would be shocked and appalled what they do in those big-time meat factories. I mean, stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's unmentionable what they do. It's crazy.
So, wait, let me ask you something. Have you heard people say this to you? Because I've heard people say this to me. Let me ask you. Have you ever heard anyone say, you know what, I'm not even going to watch that. I like my meat. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard him say it several times. I can't watch that.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I don't want to see that stuff. It's like turn a deaf ear. It's almost like, you know, going out in the street somewhere and you see a man beating a woman halfway to death and you turn your head because you don't want to see it. And that's not
that's
my business. I'm not going to get involved. Really?
That's right.
Is that
that's
how you
right.
feel?
I agree.
Yeah.
So if one person listens, you've done your job, babe.
I've done my job. That's it. Well, it's always a pleasure having you call in, and you already know you are highly loved. You're one of my favorite cheerleaders. So
you're one of my favorites too, baby, and my favorite guest.
That's it. And ladies and gentlemen, just in case you don't know, this is the one and only International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrinee, Miss Jerry Petito. So tune into her show.
I love you.
Because she has a
I
lot
love you.
To say. I love you too. Always good to talk to you, honey. All right, Brother O, we got any more callers in queue? If not, then I'll keep blabbing my mouth. Now,
yeah, you do. Yeah, call number 3 in queue right now. Call 3, you're live with Ease on the Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef right here at WBNN where you get in.
All right.
This is Brother One, one half of the Booze Brothers representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. I'm coming out here to salute to the chef. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is some good stuff tonight, chef. And guess what?
Thank you.
Check this out, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take on this challenge, brother, because guess what I want to know? I got a question for you. I need to know what's a good brand of vegan. I need some vegan breads, vegan roll. I need a good brand because I'm going to take some seitan and make me a vegan cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make me a big, gigantic one. You understand this? You know what I mean? I'm going to get the peppers, the onions, the mushrooms, you know what I'm saying? And I need the vegan bread because I'm going to take the seitan and I'm going to get busy with it. You hear me?
Yeah, well, you could do that and get you just about get – it's a lot of bread that are vegan. Just go to your store and just make sure they don't have no –
I can't find none, man.
Oh, they're there. You just got to look at the labels and make sure they don't have egg or dairy in it. There's plenty. As a matter of fact, you do better going to the bakery section of your grocery store because most of the breads there don't have egg or dairy. Just ask them which rolls are there, like the ones they got in the bin. Those rolls don't have egg or dairy unless they say like egg rolls or brioche rolls or something like that. But the rolls they got, like the long rolls they have there, those don't have egg or dairy. They're just wheat and soy.
Okay.
So get you
on. All right, I'm going to check that out because I always walk past the breads when I go, you know what I mean? And it never dawned on me. I said, damn, do I need to go to a special place, one of these Whole Foods, special Trader Joe places and all of this kind of, you know, they get schmancy on me, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to try that. I'm going to take you on that, man, because, like, you know, I notice when I do, like, the vegetables, I don't go all the way vegan, but I do vegetables a lot, fruits and vegetables, and I notice, you know what I mean? It's a little nice, lighter, cleaner situation, if you understand what I'm saying here.
Of course. Yep. But, just go to your bakery in the grocery store and ask them about the rolls they have there, and 9 times out of 10, most of them will be, they won't have any
egg. Now, one more question. Now, the seitan here. Now, I know it's like the wheat base and all that kind of stuff like that. Do you recommend this for, like, you know what I'm saying, a good diet and stuff like that? Because, you know, people, I don't know how people really, you know, it's different kinds of things you could do with these vegan diets, I see. But the seitan in itself, you know what I mean? How high is that recommendable, you know, as a chef's concern, you know what I'm saying, as far as the nutrition?
It's a nice alternative to meat, but I don't recommend eating or consuming, that in abundance because again, it's vital wheat gluten, which is the protein of wheat, but it's a lot of that sitting on your stomach. It's like it's not
like a ball of bubble gum type of situation here.
Yeah, just like dough, you know. It's because when you look at the content of it, you know, unless you're doing something else with it, like, you know, sauteing it or whatever, and I would use it in smaller amounts. I wouldn't use a whole lot of it. I would cut it like thinly sliced or whatever, and, you know, mix it with some vegetables, because otherwise you're just going to have a bunch of that sitting on your stomach trying to get your stomach to break it down.
We would use it maybe about maybe 4 to 5 ounces or so on a long roll, Amoroso, you know, mixed in with a little bit of the saute Monet and all that kind of stuff. There.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's cool stuff,
Chef.
That's
a little moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, man, that's cool, man. I just was tapping in, man, checking satellites, man. That's great information to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. You dig it?
Dig it. All right, we got another track coming by international DJ legend, Brother O.
All right. I don't know what's going on there. So we get that together. But call in 516-453-9133. And you can, you know, listen to this wonderful show and, of course, call in and express yourself to Chef. We got another call in queue. Caller, you're live right now with Chef Yosef.
Hi, Chef Yosef. This is E. Davis. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm actually at work taking in a phone call. As soon as I saw on the Facebook stream that tonight was your night, I definitely had to sneak away. Definitely show my support.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank just thank you for the wealth of information, because in the past year that I've gotten to know you, Jerry, and even our Honorable Commissioner Chinchilla J., Dr. Chinchilla J., excuse me, you guys have definitely gave me some great advice on maintaining my vegan lifestyle. And I am proud to say that I very now seldomly use my inhaler for my asthma. My husband and I buy strictly organic fruits and vegetables. I will say that we do binge on junk food a little bit too much, and that's one thing that we're disciplining ourselves to stay away from.
I understand.
Jalapeno kettle chips, be calling them.
I get it. But, you know, like I told Brother Huni Bakatoon that, you know, it's the parasites that's got you eating that stuff, because they love junk. They love anything laden with sugar, a lot of fatty acids, oil, you know, the crunchy type of snacks. So, you know, you want to eventually do a parasite cleanse, which will help you kind of get your body back onto the reset mode.
Okay. That's good information.
You know,
that'll
help. And then just start, after you do the parasite cleanse, just fill up on a lot of water-rich fruits, because not only will it give you the fiber, it'll also hydrate the body with, I believe it's H3O2. Yeah. Okay, because we always talk about H2O, regular water. That's like regular water, faucet water, is dead water. You want to get water that's laden with minerals and nutrients. So it's considered H3O2. Which is water that comes from water-rich vegetables, water-rich fruits, like cucumbers, watermelon, pineapple, all citrus fruits, all melons have a lot of water content. So, you know, start filling up on those after you do your parasite cleanse, because that's what's going to help you starve the remaining parasites. And when you do that, then you'll be on track for eating a lot healthier. And guess what? You'll see the difference. You won't even crave the junk food like you did before.
I appreciate that. My husband and I, we have a garden, and Monday, just pulled 7 large cucumbers. I'll send you a picture. So that's perfect our cucumbers are growing crazy. So, and I put them in the water. I make my own ranch dip, so that's perfect. I appreciate that information.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
That's really good. Yes, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a great night, and enjoy the show.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank our former commissioner, Ms. Ebony Dawn Starks, for calling in, and she's always an inspiration, and it's always nice to talk to her. So just a few other thoughts I want to give you on this reasons to go vegan, reasons to go plant-based. See, here's the good news. There is good news to this, you know, because I know some people think I'm being so preachy and say, you know, I don't want to hear this because I want to get my steak. I want to ruin my chicken dinner. You know, my grandfather lived till he was 97. He ate pork rinds and ham hocks every day. Yeah, well, miss me with that, because, you know, your grandfather also worked very, very hard, worked his fingers to the bone. He probably didn't eat any junk food. He probably only ate what he grew, and that's why he lived a long time. And he had a very strong system. He didn't eat none of this processed stuff that's on the shelves. So, yeah, don't talk to me about that. I don't even want to hear it. Anyway, the good news is that there is something you can do about being vegan. Every time you shop or order food in a restaurant, every time you eat, you can choose to help these animals. Every time you make the switch from an animal product to a vegan one, you're standing up for farmed animals everywhere. Going vegan is easier than ever before, with veganism becoming increasingly mainstream as more and more people from all walks of life discover the benefits of living this way. And I want to say something, too, from my last caller was saying something about growing her cucumbers. It's very important, and I know everybody may not have a green thumb, but it's very important that you learn how to start growing and planting your own food. Because in the next 5 or 10 years, we as a society, we as a country, we as a nation will begin encountering what we call food deserts. Food deserts are pretty bad. And, you know, food deserts are caused or most likely to become prevalent in very large or very sparse populations, amongst low-income populations, amongst high levels of unemployment, people that have inadequate access to transportation, and neighborhoods that have a low number of food retailers providing fresh produce at affordable prices. It's very, very important that you guys learn how to plant some of your own food, even if it's just getting a small planter from like Home Depot or something. Start planting some tomato plants, start planting some cucumber plants, some cabbage, some greens, you know, even like some wild strawberries. You can do that. They even if you live in an apartment, you can get a hydroponic garden and start planting at least your salad greens. And you can eat off of that for days. Salad greens, your herbs, you know, you have to start learning how to plant some of your own food, because I'm telling you right now, what you know as a grocery retailer now in 10 to 20 years is going to be very passe. It's not going to be the same. So if you want to continue to eat healthy, you will have to learn how to start growing your own food. And that is going to be my final thought for the night, and I'm going to get another track by international DJ legend, Brother O. You're back online with Chef Yosef and Eating on a Spiritual Level. I want to say thank you to all those that call and tune in and listen to the show. Your calls make the show that much more meaningful, so I appreciate your response, your feedback, your questions, your input. All of it means something. So until next time, very glad to be your host and to bring you this information and to share with you veganism, about eating plant-based, about making healthier choices. And believe me, I do not know it all. And I know what I know, and I'll share what has helped me. So that's, I'm kind of a living testimony. So the only thing I can leave with you is to just, let's ask ourselves this question. If it is possible to live a life that involves delicious food and drink and delivers better health and leaves a smaller carbon footprint and avoids killing other creatures, then why don't we? With that in mind, we're turning it over to Brother O for Ngozi Time. Good night.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count on Robbie to listen to WBNN. Every single show, man, a variety and spice of life. And I want to thank our wonderful, an outstanding chef, Princeton University, Trenton, New Jersey, his own business, Mr. Chef Yosef right here. What more can I say tonight that hasn't already been said? Tomorrow night, we come back on with an outstanding host, a storied host, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for the class of 2022, Christine Jesus Powell and the Jesus Show. You better get your buckle and buckle it tight and get it ready. 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here on The Story, The Dynasty, and, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. OLW Malaria Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? oledele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oledele Malaria Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, we get back to the wonderful and outstanding chef, Yosef.
Thank you all for joining in tonight. And until next time, we'll see you in 4 weeks talking about the same subject matter, eating a plant-based diet, eating on a spiritual level, eating for the future. This is Chef Yosef signing off. Have a good night.